I think most people like receiving gifts. Being given gifts is great because it shows that someone appreciates you or appreciates something you've done for them or for someone else. And when I was a young child, I really loved Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They were just the best. I loved getting up early, turning on the cartoons, and watching the turtles do their thing. And I loved having the toys, too. I loved having the turtle toys and playing with those. And one particular year, I don't remember if it was for my birthday or Christmas, but my parents bought me the turtle van. It was awesome. There were so many great things about this turtle van, right? Not only could you fit like 6 action figures in it, but it also had really cool things like stink gas and little guns on the front. The top opened up so the turtles could fly out into action. And I loved playing with this turtle van. It was the best. I really liked it a lot. I had so much joy, so much fun playing with it. And my parents enjoyed seeing me play with it because they gave it to me as a gift. But imagine my parents give me this turtle van and I just said, you know, Mom and Dad, thank you. I'm just going to put this up on a shelf here. I'm just going to leave it. I like admiring it in the box, you know, and it's still the gift to me and I can use it however I want, but basically I'm not using it. My parents, they probably wouldn't be mad, but maybe a little disappointed because they didn't get to see me use the gift that they wanted me to use. And this is very much the same with God. God gives us so many great gifts, and we're meant to use them. We're meant to use them and foster them because God wants us to use the gifts He's given us for our own good. The joy that we have from using our gifts actually gives joy and glory to the Father. So think for a moment. Think of the talents that you have. Perhaps you're musically inclined. Maybe you're good at woodworking or other physical things with your hands. Perhaps you're a great athlete. Maybe you're a talented speaker. Perhaps you're good with management and organizational skills. Maybe you're very artistic. Maybe people go to you when they need to seek counsel. Whatever it may be, whatever gifts and talents you have, they're from God. And God gave them to you because He loves you. He gave you those gifts because He loves you. He wanted you to have them. He wants you to use them. He wants them to use them for your good, the good of others, and for His glory. And today, we celebrate the greatest gift that God gives us, the Holy Spirit. Why is it the greatest? Because it's God Himself. The Holy Spirit is God. And at Pentecost, we celebrate the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. We're given it at the first time, at our baptism, and we're strengthened with the Holy Spirit again at confirmation, with the 7-fold gifts of wisdom, understanding, counsel, knowledge, piety, fortitude, and fear of the Lord. But the Holy Spirit living in us, the gift of the Holy Spirit in us, really does nothing if we don't actually make use of the gift. We see this in the readings today. Acts of the Apostles. This is actually the story of Pentecost. And if we didn't know that, it says time of Pentecost. So this is Pentecost. And the Holy Spirit comes down upon the apostles. Tongues of fire. Awesome. They've received the Holy Spirit. This is the gift Jesus told them that they would receive. And then what do? They go out and start preaching Jesus. They start preaching the gospel. They preach that Jesus is the one through which salvation can be found. But the Holy Spirit doesn't force them to do that. It doesn't all of a sudden whisk them out and they don't know what they're doing. They've been given the power to do this. They've been given the ability now to do it, perhaps the courage to do it, but they actually had to make the choice. They've been given the gift of the Spirit, and now they're going to go make use of it. The gospel today. Jesus, after the resurrection, breathes on them, receive the Holy Spirit, who sins you forgive or forgiven them. But just because Jesus gave the apostles the Holy Spirit and said, who sins you forgive or forgiven them, didn't mean all of a sudden, magically, everyone's sins were forgiven. The apostles had the ability to do this now by the Holy Spirit. But they didn't just forgive sins by saying, okay, I have this now, great. They had to go out and do it. And thanks be to God they did. And that's how we have the sacrament of reconciliation. We're able to receive forgiveness of sins because those who have been given the power through the Holy Spirit, priests and bishops, actually do something about it. They hear confessions and they forgive sins in the sacrament. St. Paul tells us today, in the first letter to the Corinthians, no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. In other words, we can't actually be disciples of Jesus on our own. We can't actually proclaim to people that Jesus is Lord. We can't actually do anything that Jesus wants us to do in following him without him, without the Holy Spirit. And the good news about this is that it's God's power, not our own strength, not our own abilities, but God's power in us that allows us to be disciples of Christ, that allows us to evangelize, that allows us to bring people to him. And as Paul points out, you know, this is going to look a little different in each of us because the Holy Spirit acts in different ways in us. Why? Because each of us is a unique creation. And so it's okay that the way you evangelize doesn't look like the way I do, or the way that you talk about Jesus to others isn't the way that your spouse does. It should look different. But the one thing that is going to be universally the same for all of us is that if we don't go out and do it, we can't really be surprised that the Holy Spirit isn't doing anything. We've been given the gift of the Spirit, but we have to unwrap it. We have to use it. We have to try it. And it may feel awkward at first because it may be new to us. Maybe we've kept the Holy Spirit on a shelf, sort of as a collector's item our whole life, not really willing to try him out. So when we do for the first time, it's going to be a little weird because we don't know what it's like yet. But I promise you, I assure you, because God assures you, that if you go out and start talking about Jesus, if you go out and start bringing people to the Lord, if you encourage people to come to Mass, if you start praying in a Bible study with others, if you start spreading the message of Jesus, it's going to look different for all of us. But if you do it, God's going to work something in that. He's going to do something powerful in that. Number one, because he wants to. He wants to bring everyone to him. But he wants to do it through us. That's the gift of the Holy Spirit in us. We want to know how good the gift of the Holy Spirit is, but we won't know how good it is until we use it. God delights in us using his gifts, so let's do it. But we need to strengthen this gift throughout our life. We do so by going to sacramental reconciliation often, by receiving Jesus in the Eucharist every Sunday, and even at daily Mass if you can. Let's use what we have been given, the Holy Spirit, God himself living in us, for the purpose in which he has given him to us, to go make disciples for Jesus Christ.